Sukkim in the parsha bring down the Maisa that Vatera Soros ben Hogar Amitza Shayodala Avro Mitzachi. The Torah saw that Yishmael was laughing. Rashi brings it to the Lashon of Avodah Zarah. He was acting in a way that was improper. And so she said to Avram, Gorish Homa Zois Respino, send her away. Kilo Yirash Ben Homa Zois in Bnei Yitzchok. He's not going to yash him with Yitzchok. He's a bad influence on Yitzchok. I don't want him here. Vayera Adov Moid Ben Avram, Aloid Espino, and it was bad news to Avram. Rabbi Shalom says, listen to her, listen to Sarah, Shema B'Koyla, and don't worry, I'll take care of Yishmael as well. And he sends him away, and the things he sent him away with, the water, the food is gone, it's finished, and Yishmael's about to die. So the Pasuk says, "Vayishma Elokim es koil anar." The Rabbeinu Shel Olam heard the voice of the nar. "Vayikra Malach Elokim al Hogim neshemayim vayomer Malach Chodor al Tiri." Don't be afraid. "Kishom Elokim el koil anar basherusham." Don't be concerned. Don't be afraid, because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam hears the koil anar, the voice of the nar basherusham, like he is over there. The Gemara Rashi brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin. Gemara brings down that the Rabbi Shel Olam only dons a person like his maisim at that time, where he's holding at that time. How do we know? That the Rabbi Shel Olam listened to the Koil Anar Basher Usham. So Rashi over here in the Gemara brings the Medrash that the Malachi Ashore said to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, "Misha Sidin Bonov Lahomis as Bonecho Batsoma Atamalaloi Be'er." The children of Yishmael, the descendants of Yishmael, are eventually going to kill the Yidin, are going to kill your descendants, the descendants of your son, of Avram, Batsoma, with thirst. And you're going to save Yishmael in that same oifen, you're going to give him a well. How could that be? And Rashi brings in Yeshaya the Maisa, which we'll discuss soon, says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to them like this, Hashor Tzadik or Rasha. Right now, what is he? He's a Tzadik or he's a Rasha? So on the way, they said to him, he's a Tzadik. Amal Hashem Basher Rusham, Eini Donis Olam Elo B'Shaitan. I only done where they're holding now. So if right now he's a tzaddik, al kaponim, he's not a rasha that's mechayiv benafshay al kaponim. He wasn't a gishmak, a person, sorry, wouldn't have sent him away, but al kaponim, he wasn't chayiv kliya, he wasn't chayiv misa. And so basher rusham, he's not chayiv misa, so Dr. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm not going to kill him. I dan the veld, kifi where they're holding now. So shtel v'chvar, think about it for a minute. If somebody, when Hitler Yimach Shemoi was young, and let's say he was suffering from a terrible illness, and to save him from this illness, he needed the Zyklon gas in a non-poisonous form. And some Yid comes, and he saves him, and he saves his life with this. And eventually he grows up, and becomes who he became, and kills millions of Yidin with this same Zach. So we would have tremendous kindness on this Yid who did this. He would say on his places, on his shoulders, is all the achrayas for killing all the Yidin. We'd be very upset with him. and the Rabbeinu Shalom would say you did the right thing. And if you had to do it all over again, you do the same thing again. Imagine. It's hard for us to imagine such a thing. Let's imagine something that's easier for us to understand. Not that it's negate to anybody here, Chalila, but Lomer Zogin, somebody would have a cell phone. Someone would have an iPod, Chalila. And your good friend, a good friend of yours, a good Chaber Toiv, comes over and says, can I borrow it, please? So we all know, not from personal experience, we all know acquaintances that this happened to, that you borrow your friend's cell phone, and you're in the dorm, Rabbi Polter walks by, punk by mistake, and somebody calls, and then you, all of a sudden your pillow starts shaking, takes the phone away, so you can't go to the Rosh Hashiva for the Shaila, because then you have to be mud, you have a cell phone. So you fight all, who does he owe you a cell phone, does he not owe you a cell phone, is he a jerk, is he not a jerk, you have all time. But what happens, shelter for like this, a guy borrows your iPod, and he marches right into Rabbi Soloim's office, and he says, Pliny has an iPod, here it is. So he says, well, you killed the guy. I thought, chutzman ozer, I lent you my iPod, I did, your mom is a chaber toiv, and you go, you turn on me. How are you talking such a thing? So that's what's happening over here. The Rabbi Shel Olam says, right now, I'm going to save him. Later on, we don't worry about later on, we worry about right now. The maisa that the descendants of Yishmael did to Klal Yisrael was a pochastika maisa. It was a low down, dirty trick that they did when Klal Yisrael was going into Golos by Nebuchadnezzar. And they passed by the Arabim. So Klal Yisrael requested that they be brought to the Yishmaelim, that they be brought to their cousins, the Arabs, the descendants of Yishmael, because maybe since they were related, they'll have Rachmanus. And so they showed themselves to be very friendly. They showed themselves to be very open. They gave them all kinds of dishes, all kinds of fish, and different dishes that were very salty, and empty water jugs. And eventually they died from the thirst that the salt created, a tremendous thirst, and they had nothing to drink, they didn't give them anything to drink, and they died. So it was a real nasty way of killing Klal Yisrael. And from deswegen, Basher Usham says, Apal Pikein, you don't stop the Maisa, because right now he's a Tzaddik. What's the pshat? How are you talking? What could be such a thing? We also find the Velt Asa Kasha. Taking Parshat Kiseitze, Ki Yehi Ish Ben Soyru Moira and Nenu Shamei Abakaloviv Ukalimoi. You have a Ben Soyru Moira doesn't listen to his father, his mother. Vayisroi Soyru Vayishmaleihem. They give him Musar, he doesn't listen. You go through the whole Maisa. What do you do with a Ben Soyru Moira? You take him out and you kill him. So it has to be very exact. It has to be very specific. He stole a certain amount, and he drank badafka a certain amount of wine, ate a certain amount of meat. So why do you kill him? Zok Rashi, Uben Soyer Ramayr Nerag Hashem Soifoy. Uben Soyer Ramayr you kill because of eventually what he'll become. Higia Toyla Soif Daitoy Soif. What's he going to eventually do? He's going to eventually turn into a murderer. He's eventually going to kill. He's not going to be able to fulfill his tithes, and so he's going to rob people, and he'll end up killing. And so what do? You take him at 13 years old, and you kill him. Why? Yom HaZakai V'Yom HaZakai. Better he should die, Zaka, he should die, fewer, he should die, Potter, rather than die Chayit. What happened to Basher Hashem? Basher Hashem, what was he? Chayit Misa, he didn't kill anybody yet. So what happened to Basher Rishon? The Chayyur, it's often a steer. What do you do? On one hand, we find Basher Rishon, terrible results. Not only will they become murderers, but they'll kill Yidden, they'll kill thousands of Yidden. And over there we say Basher Rishon. But by Ben Sar Ramayru, Epsher maybe will kill somebody on the way. Yom Zakai Val Yom Chayyur. What's the pshat? We have to understand another thing as well. Why don't we say Basher Rishon on ourselves the opposite way? I go and I do an Aveir. I speak Lashon Hara today. I say over Lashon Hara. So I should be chayiv clear this second. So I should be chayiv all the einshim should happen to me this second. Basher Rishon. Right now what am I? I'm a Rosh. I did an Aveir. I did an Avul. So Basher Rishon says, right now it's been a Rosh. So give me the full turkey for the din this second. Don't wait till later. Don't wait till maybe till next Yom Kippur where Epsher I might do tshuva on the aveir I just did. So give me the einish right now this second. Basher Rusham. So why don't we apply the concept of Basher Rusham to myself in the matzah that I'm in now the opposite way when I do a ches. When I do an Aveira, Basher Rishon should say that I should be Mechuyav Da'inish the second. Why not? The Mesil Sishorim says in the end of Perek Dalit, Mesil Sishorim brings down that Be'etzem, it should taka work like that. Be'etzem, when a person does an Aveira, he should get the full Toikif Ha'inish. The Fishura Sadin, he says, if a person does an Aveira, so that second he should get the Oynish, Bechol Tokvoy, every last measure of what he deserves for that Chet, he should get that Oynish that second that he does the Aveira, immediately. Nor Vos, the Rabbeinu Shalom has Rachamim, the Rabbeinu Shalom has Rachmonos. And as the Balarachamim, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, I'm going to give the person time. I'm going to give the person the opportunity to make it better. And I'm not going to give him the full measure of the din. And I'm not going to give it to him right now, this second, even though Be'etzem, Hitaka deserves it. Hashem Rishon Taka should say that second he's over that veira, he gets everything, that's it. He gets zapped that second. It's only because of the Midas HaRachamim that the Rabbeinu Shalom allows us to have time. And if Yeruchim is Masver, the Shiva says it over all the time, that Rachamim doesn't mean you get anything for free. Rachamim isn't you get for free. You just erase it. The Rabbeinu Shalom is not Mevater on one iota. It's a state like that in Chazal, Kaloimer, whoever says that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mevater, Yevatru B'chayov, the Rabbeinu Shalom is not Mevater on one, nothing, not one single Maisa that we do. Nor Vosot to Biruchim. Rachamim says, the Midas HaRachamim says that you can have it on credit. It's like you go to the store and you don't have to pay for the merchandise right now. You get it on credit. You have credit. You have 30 days to pay. You have time that's given to you to pay the chayiv. So it's a gavala gazach. Really, that second that we're over the aveira, we should get punished with the full toike for the din immediately. No, we're allowed to, we're extended credit. But it's a double-edged sword. Because on one hand, it's kishmak, we don't get to einish right away. The other hand, we go through life and we pile up a debt. And we pile up a huge chayv. And at the end of the day, like I may have some shana, a person has a huge credit card bill to pay. He has huge chayvis. It's a huge debt. But it's for the chesed. It's a rachamim, it's a rachmonis from the Rabbeinu Shalom. I saw once, they printed these sefer from letters from the stipler. Somebody wrote the stipler a letter, the yeshiva bacher wrote him a letter, that he's suffering terribly, he feels very guilty for certain chatoyim, for certain averis, and he wants to know in Eitzah how he can have the opportunity to do tshuva doesn't seem to be able to get past it. So the Stifler in the Ayatzin, he says, Vashtetzach, the first thing you have to do is Aziva Sachet, you have to stop doing the Aveira, but don't worry about the Tshuva for right now. Put the Tshuva aside. Throw yourself into learning. Steig in your Torah and your Avodah and your Yerushamayim. Steig in your learning. And then, after you steig in your learning, after you're holding an Amatzis, where you're already not that person anymore, you're already on a different level, you're already in a different Madrega, you have Blat Gemara behind you, you have some serious Avodah behind you, then you could look back at the Chet and you could do an Emesik Tshuva. You can have Charota and Kabbalah Laosit. But the first side you have to do is steig in learning. Go to Seder. Make sure you're by Tzvila on time. That's the pshat. Why? Because you're getting credit. You're getting credit so you could pile up a big chayv at the end of the day. But the flip side of that is that every time you steig, and every day that you learn a new taisus, and every day that you chazer over, and every day that you wake up for a new tefillah, and every day that you daven like a mensch, and learn like a mensch, and do chassadim with other people, and behave like a mensch. So it fortifies you. And it gives you the koyach to go back now and say, from this vantage point, from this position of strength that I didn't have yesterday, I'm able to do a real proper tshuva on the chet. And so it's not just time that we get enough rope to hang ourselves with. It's the pshat is, if we use it properly, and if we use our time, and we steig the way we should, and we still suit to everything that we're supposed to do as from a Yidin and Yeshiva Bach and Bnei Torah, then we get the fortification, we get the chizuk that we need to go back and do takya proper tshuva on the things that we needed to do. And so that's the pshat on what we asked before. Aben Soiru Moira, what's the pshat why you wouldn't kill somebody right away? It's only in order that he has time to do tshuva later. He has time to steig and grow into later. By the way, the Torah is yoyred l'soiv daita shel adam, that he's not going to do tshuva. And so if the Torah is made that in exactly such a situation there will be no tshuva, then it's yom hazakeh al yom hazchayim. Then there's no basher rusham. Basher rusham is not just tam hazoy. Basher rusham is because you'll grow up later and you'll do tshuva and taka zem and yishmol taka the tshuva. Before he was nifter, before Yishmael died, he did tshuva. So Fatim Shah, you just found Basher Rishon, just a free gift. Basher Rishon is the vartus because you can go and do tshuva later from a stronger position. But by Ben Sayyidu Mayra, it's not going to happen. The Torah is Yoyr Lusav Daita Shalom, and that it won't happen. And so if it won't happen, then you better Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayim. The pasuk says that the Rebbeinu Shalom listens. It says twice, but it says in the pasuk, "Va'yish Malakim as koyla nar, va'yikr Malach Elakim al Hagar min Hashemayim, etc." Then it says, "Kishom Malakim as el koyla nar v'asherushal." So Rashi by the as koyla nar, Zok Rashi, mikan sheyofet tefilas achoyle metefilas achirim alov. Yikademously scabbled. That the Rebbeinu Shalom listened not to Hagar, but the Rebbeinu Shalom listened to Yishmael Alei. The Rebbeinu Shalom listened to Yishmael himself. Why? So actually from here we see that the tefillah of a chayla is more quickly accepted by the Rebbeinu Shalom than the tefillah of somebody on behalf of a chayla. Well, that's a kasha, because we know there's a concept of Ein Choyvesh Atzmoy Mibes Asurim. A person cannot dematzel himself. A person cannot save himself from jail. A person cannot undo his own binds, his own chains. So how come if a chayla is mispalel, it's more accepted than if somebody's mispalel on behalf of the chayla? The chayla is in his own bad matzav. How can he release himself from his bad matzav? So it could be that it's the same yisoid. If a chayla masukin, if somebody is a chayla and he realizes he's about to die, and he realizes he's about to go to the Olam HaEmes, so he realizes that I have to pay up my chayv, I have to square up before I go. Once a person is nifter, that's it. There's no tshuva masim toivim. What a person does b'hai alma is what he gets in the next world. And so mameila, if a chayil is a chayil masukin, and he realizes that I'm about to go, and he's mispalo to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, give me longer, give me more time, give me time to learn another black gemara, give me time to learn more musar, give me time to do more chasavim for other people, give me time to pay my chayvis, give me time to pay my debts before I go. So then that's makubal yoysa than somebody who davens for him. Normally a chayla can't take himself out of a bad matzah. But it's ken zayin that if a chayla realizes this concept, this yisayit, that give me extra time, Rabbi Nishal Olam, so that I could learn more and stag more and grow more. So then it's ain't a daima if a chayla realizes that on his own, than if somebody else is mispal for the chayla. In a gale in Yoneinu, applies to us on a very practical level every day. If we want to move past our averis, and we want to move past the things that bog us down and that stare us and prevent us from reaching the heights that we're really able to reach, then we have to know this yesod. The only thing we can do is to steig more, is to learn noch, to learn another black gemara, to help somebody else out, to do more chasodim for our friends, to stout su to being a ben Torah more, because that will give us the kaiches that we need to move past our averus that we're mired in. And that's the only way we have, is limud haTorah and avodas Hashem. And if we're taka interested in moving past it, and we fortify ourselves with chizuk in Torah and chizuk in avodah and chizuk in Yerushalayim, then we'll taka be in a different place. We'll talk about being a different matzav. We'll be able to do a tshuva shleima. And if we do a tshuva shleima, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will have no choice, but he'll have to bring the Mashiach Tzidkenu v'Meher v'Yameinu.